Community conversation for this morning. I have joining me here in the bullpen, be Carrie Becker from New Hampton Public Library. Carrie, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First things first, I wanted to talk about how did your fall painting class go?
It was fabulous. Thanks for asking. Yes, we offered a painting class, and it had a cricket as well, kind of a mixed media piece, and it filled up instantly, so we had to offer a second night, and that was last night, so they're all done, and they were beautiful. We had great results.
And now that we lead to what's coming up for this coming next couple of weeks.
October has been full of fabulous events, and November is going to be the same, October is ending out with Spook Walk. So let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
The Spook Walk weekend is
tomorrow. So we want to see everybody out there. The library always chooses a book theme. And this year we're doing Alice in Wonderland.
I like it.
Yes,
I like it
a lot. It's going to be great.
Very good. So make sure you're not late for that important date. And
3 to 4:30.
And don't forget the birthday too. Right? What's unbirthday?
Well, yeah, happy unbirthday.
Happy unbirthday. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So don't miss that Spook Walk this weekend. We got details, of course, on our community calendar. 951thebull.com. Once again, Carrie Becker joining me here from New Hampton Public Library. Yeah. What else do you guys have on tap?
Okay, so heading into November then, we want to remind everybody we have a weekly story time at 10 o'clock for both preschoolers. It's a drop-in program. You don't have to register. Just come join us at 10. It's a really good time with our children's librarian, Lydia Klinkle. And on November 5th, we're going to do face painting again from 9 to noon, our holiday face painting.
Holiday face painting. Yes. Very nice.
It is fun, a little something different. You could be a reindeer or get some Christmas lights. Just be festive while you're out shopping that morning.
Excellent.
That's for any age. It's first come, first serve. But if mamas want to get face painting, it's fine. It's fine. It's not just for kids.
Well, my young one here, he loves face painting and always is very particular.
Oh.
He's got a set thing in
mind.
A vision. He's got a vision.
Ah.
And he's very, it's almost like an OCD thing. I kind of have it as well. It's like if it ain't right, and it might disturb him a little bit, but he'll try and get over eventually. and another event that I noticed you guys have coming up, it's kind of not, it's not for country people, but I do know that this band in particular did dabble quite a bit in country and Western music. One in particular that you guys are focusing on.
Yeah.
This event coming up. Let's talk about it.
We are on November 2nd at 6 o'clock. We're going to have the history of the Beatles in 1 hour.
My wheelhouse.
Woo. We love the Beatles. Who doesn't love the Beatles?
The saying is Beatles is universal, I know some may say it's a little overrated, but I always come back to the fact that if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have so much of an evolution of Western music.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
And on top of that, it brought us out of the dark history of what happened after JFK.
Hmm.
You know, it brought up our spirits in 64 moving forward.
Yes. So we've got a guy called Speaker Gary Winstrup. He's coming to us via Zoom. So we're going to gather live in the library, and you can get a link if you need one, email me. And he's going to Zoom in because it is the 50th anniversary of the White Album this November.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, we're kind of celebrating a retrospective, looking back. The highs, the lows, the good, the bad, the ugly.
It's also one of my desert island discs. If ever we're stranded on a desert island, that would be the one because it's a glorious masterpiece, a mess of a masterpiece, but still there's so much different genres of music that they covered.
Yeah.
And that they just couldn't do it in just one album, and that's why it's a double album. It's about just over an hour and a half worth of music. Everything from pop, rock and roll, pastiches of like Chuck Berry and Beach Boys. Like I said, country and Western. I believe the drummer Ringo, Don't Pass Me By, is actually a country Western tune.
It's awesome.
Yeah, think about it. Same with Rocky Raccoon. And even the more bizarre, the avant-garde, the dreaded Revolution 9. Not for everyone, but it's there for a reason. So
I love it. I hope you can make it to
I hope so. I will have to. I'll have to move some things around and check that out. Carrie Becker, once again, joining me here for New Hampton Public Library. Anything else you wanted to mention coming up here?
That's about it for now. But just remember that we have movie streaming with your library card. You can get movies at home on an app called Canopy. We also have digital ebooks, audiobooks, and magazines. So you don't even have to come into the library to use the library.
But for more information, general info, questions,
yes,
how can we get a hold of you guys?
It's on our Facebook. It's on our website, nhpl.weebly.com, and you can call us at 394-2184.
Excellent. Once again, Carrie Becker joining me here on the Morning Roundup, New Hampton Public Library. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Rob.